The parents of equestrian bronze medalist Chris Burton say he was destined to be on a horse. The 34-year-old grew up on a grain farm in Queensland's Darling Downs, where some of Australia's best horses enjoy their retirement. Catherine Gregory caught up with the second-time Olympian's parents on their farm.
Ken and Ruth Burton call this place their bit of paradise. The farm, about 45 minutes drive northwest of Toowoomba, is also where one of the world's best equestrians, Rio bronze medalist Chris Burton, learned the art of horse riding and jumping. His mother, Ruth, says it was in him from the beginning.
I sat him on a horse when he was still in nappies, he loved it. In fact, when we took him off for the first time, he started crying, so we had to put him back on again. So it was one of those things where he was meant to be on a horse.
Fast forward about 30 years and Chris Burton had his parents sleepless for days watching him compete for gold. He won bronze in the early hours of Wednesday morning, causing mixed feelings for Ken and Ruth.
Because he was going for the gold, and under slightly different circumstances he could have won the gold. In saying that, we're not disappointed either. We're like bronze medal, it's wonderful, isn't it? So, yeah, we're thrilled.
Mr. Burton's horse pulled a couple of rails in the final event, which his mother says was because it was a bit greener than the others. And she should know, as a dressage and show jumping coach herself.
Ruth, she represented Queensland in Parkcross when she was a teenager, and she taught the boys the finer points of riding. That's where they've sort of picked it up from, and yeah. That's why they sit so well in the saddle.
Ken is a grain farmer and bought the property off his parents, but he's lost hope Chris will follow in his footsteps.
I just love sitting on a tractor, whereas both our boys much prefer to sit on a horse.
Ken was very unlucky there because whilst they both love the land and they're both dedicated like that, but they really didn't want to be farmers. They weren't natural farmers. They certainly helped out when they were youngsters, but they both wanted to be on their horses. Poor old Ken, maybe he'll get a grandchild that wants to be a farmer.
The farm is also home to several retired horses, one a three-time Australian champion who Ruth and Ken say helped make Chris famous. Do you think there's another Olympics ahead?
Oh, yes. Yes. Mark Todd's 27th, was it? Andrew Hoy's 7th. Yeah, he's got a lot left in him yet.
Ken and Ruth Burton speaking to Catherine Gregory.